prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
And gentlemen, you're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom. I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul, bringing you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. And it is Monday, July 8th, 2024. Hi, Butch.
Hey, Melody. I think you said July. I think it's probably closer to January.
No, I said July for a purpose. I'm not losing my mind. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Well, you'll have to listen to, you'll just have to pay attention throughout the program and find out why I said that.
Okay. I can do that. I can try.
Would you do that?
I can try. Okay. But you know, it's awful cold here in the hills for July.
Well, that's not why I said, there's a reason why I said it.
All right. I hear you. I trust you.
See, I'm making the listeners stay tuned to find out. And you're going to have to pay attention to me.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. We'll do our best. Listen, you heard that. Then we'll find out.
We're all
going to hold you to it now. You better have something good.
I will.
Okay. All right.
I promise.
Now, we'll move on from here now. See what happens.
Well, you know, July is my birthday.
Yes. Yes, I remember that now. Oh, I see. Okay. Okay. I guess Todd heard that, too. I know we're trying to remind him of that, too. So, Todd, don't get that. It's July 8th.
You're going to hear it every day until July.
So we'll hear it again the 8th of February, the 8th of March. Oh, she's not hinting, though. Not at all. Not at all. She would never really hint like that.
Actually, just not too long ago, I was talking to someone about my birthday in July, and that's why that popped up. So anyway, let's go ahead and get to the gold. Let's move on, please. Let's go ahead
well,
and see what
in case I forget, happy birthday.
Well, you're welcome. Let me be the first one in this year to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Okay. All right. Now let's get serious.
Let's get down to business. Well, gold had a little bit of a pullback today, down $17 at $2,032. Silver's down a little bit, holding at 23.27. Platinum was down $14 at $945. That was about a 1.5% drop. And palladium was down 3.5% at $37.10. So a big, you know, all the precious metals was marked today. You have crude oil today that was down $2.74 at $71.07. And the U.S. paper markets, they were all up strong. Wow. The Dow was up a little over a half a percent. S&P was up almost 1.5%, and the NASDAQ was up almost 2.25%. So they're still going strong. Tech stocks is what lifted all the major averages today. European markets, they were all green across the board. Asia markets, the Hang Seng and the Shanghai, they were lower, but you had the Nikkei higher, just 0.25%, so no big deal there. 10-year yield was lower, but it's still holding around that 4% level. We'll see where she blows tomorrow. And my natural gas today, 2.96, up to over 2.5%. And I'm not sure if I can find what I'm looking for. The dollar index was down today. Well, that was the VIX. They move my screens all around, and I can never find. I'll look for the dollar, but I'm assuming it was stronger today based on the strength of the markets and everything. So there you have it, Butch.
Well,
are you there?
I'm here. Nothing exciting either way. All about the same.
You know, it really is. Reuters claim oil falls about 4% as Saudi price cuts add to demand doubts. They're really, Mondays are just kind of blah days anymore. But I'll tell you what, you had U.S. fighter jets are to fly over Bosnia.
Yes.
I mean, when I turned on the news this morning, I mean, it was just like, it's not long before they're going to have to admit we're in war, Butch.
Well, I would think so. Basically, we are at war.
We are at war. They just haven't announced it yet.
And it's expanding. We'll be covering some more of that in a little bit, too. It's expanding. It truly, truly is. And I don't see it ending anytime soon, because for sure Israel's not going to slow down. They've already said this will go right on through this year. I don't see an end to it anytime in the near future.
No, I can't imagine what would bring about an end to all the wars that are going on. But so what do you have for us today?
I have a lot to talk about today, a lot of different things. And again, folks, welcome to the program today. We're glad you're with us. I do mean that. If you can tolerate my and Melody's nonsense, you're a pretty good person. I want you to know that. But anyway.
Hey.
Well, what can I say? We like to laugh, and that's just part of it. I mean, if we can't laugh together, folks, it's kind of a sad situation. It's sad. It's sad enough already. A little laughter doesn't hurt, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Anyway, is DeSantis going to drop out of the race on January 15th? Let's see. I've heard from two people very familiar with the DeSantis campaign, a major donor and a high-level political operative, that the Florida governor if the Florida governor loses Iowa caucus to former President Donald Trump, expected on the night of January 15th, he will either drop out of the race that night or make his announcement the next morning. The DeSantis campaign vigorously denies this, but we'll see on this. More than that, both believe DeSantis will then, very begrudgingly, endorse Trump for president. Should both predictions come to pass, DeSantis will be jumping on a bandwagon that is dramatically increasing in speed and taking on more and more Republican politicians looking to back the clear frontrunner. Last week, Trump received critically important endorsement from House Majority Whip Tom Emmer and Majority Leader Steve Sakalis. Those are on top of the Speaker Mike Johnson's endorsement just a month ago. Be interesting if DeSantis drops out. You know, I really thought that he'd make a stronger show already. I really did. I thought he'd be up in the top three anyway. But my goodness, I mean, even Haley's outrunned him. I really thought he'd be a stronger candidate. What do you think?
Well, he does have a personality issue. And unfortunately, we shouldn't be looking at personalities. Or maybe we should, because it dictates what a person might or might not do. But it You know, and that's all we heard about Trump. Oh, well, you know, you don't have to like him, but, you know, vote for him. And, but that's how the world picks their leaders, is whether they like them or not. And that's a fact. And I can remember one politician, Democrat, saying, you know, we kept losing elections. We kept losing elections until we learned how to get people to vote. Issues only matter prior to the election. But when they're in that booth, it comes down to who they like. And it doesn't have anything to do with the issues. And I agree with that. So he does have a little bit of a tough time. But on the other hand, if it wasn't for Trump, where would all those voters go? I don't think those that are for Trump would go to Haley at all. Haley's a New World Order person. She's a big bank Wall Streeter. And a lot of retirees that have pensions and retirement accounts, maybe they want someone like that. But on the other hand, I don't think Trump voters would vote for Haley. I think they would go to DeSantis.
That's a good thought. I think you're probably right on that. I think you're probably right on that. I know last week you went.
What? I'm always right, Butch. I'm always right.
All right, folks, you heard that. I didn't say that. I'm going to agree with you because anyway. And we'll move on to something else then. Because last week she mentioned this and she was right on this. So, ha, ha, ha. There you go. Anyway, government and social assistance. Now, pay attention because this is important. Accounted for nearly 60% of all job growth in 2023. Wow. The private sector accounted for only about 40% of job growth, but they're bragging on how many jobs are out there, and the government produced 60% of the jobs in 2023. Government spending in 2022, job growth in 2022, was 5.74%. Meld in 2023, it was 24.92%. I mean, five times what it was in 2022. Social assistance was 16.31% in 22, and 23 was 34.11%, double. So government and social assistance together is 22% in 2022 and 59% in 2023. Isn't that amazing? I mean, it's no wonder jobs are coming up. Of course they are. But they're government jobs. We're paying of our taxes. They're not producing. Now, don't get mad. People work for government. I'm not picking on you. But they're not producing products. Yeah, you may be selling some paper and taking care of some needs. I'm not saying that. But to grow by 60%, I mean, come on. Government employees and social assistance at the state level is surging. Much of it can be attributed to the surge in illegal immigration. A portion of health care jobs, perhaps a large portion, is demographics. Boomers are getting older. Medicare needs and assistance needs are rising for the right reason as well. Change in government social assistance jobs. Government and social assistance and health is over 100% of job creation in three states. Government and social assistance and health. And health is over 100% of job creations in three states. Wow. December state-level numbers are not available in the current jobs report, but through November, government and social assistance jobs are, as I said, 100% in three states. That's absolutely unbelievable. Does anyone think this is sustainable? If so, for how long? Jobs up 216,000, but employment down 683,000. For discussions, the December jobs report, it goes on from there in some detail, but I won't get through all that. The decline in full-time employment in December was over 1.5 million. The decline in full-time employment was over 1.5 million. Debt jumps past $34 trillion. $1 trillion interest and other budget slowdown looms. 60% of jobs that come forth in 2023 were government-related jobs. That should knock the wind out of somebody that thinks things are improving. Maybe if people get more people on the payroll, but somebody's got to pay that payroll. Guess who it is? It's you and me wanting to pay the taxes. Melanie, any comments?
It's you and me and me and you.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But that's just, I mean, when you think about that, 6 out of 10 jobs that were brought up last year, we're paying for our taxes. They're not actually producing anything without bleeding off the public in this country. So that's just another leech on American people to bleed off some more money from them. I'm not saying some of the jobs maybe weren't needed. I'm not saying that. But the point I'm trying to make is we're losing ground, aren't we?
We are.
And 38% of U.S. companies, 38% of U.S. companies anticipate that they will conduct layoffs in 2024. We experienced a tremendous amount of economic turbulence in 2023, I should say, we got 24 here. But at least the employment market was relatively stable. Unfortunately, that period of relative stability appears to be ending. The pace of layoffs really seemed to pick up steam at the end of 2023, and the outlook for the coming year is not promising at all. In fact, a survey that was just conducted by Resume Builder discovered that a whopping 30% of U.S. companies anticipate that they will conduct layoffs this year. 52% are likely to implement a hiring freeze. Half say the anticipation of a recession is a reason for potential layoffs. 4 in 10 say layoffs are due to replacing workers with artificial intelligence. And 3 in 10 companies reducing or eliminating holiday bonuses this year. That's a chunk. 2024, folks, is not looking to improve economically anyway. I don't see it improving anyway, to tell you the truth. But that's what we're talking about, the economy here. So, Melia, that's a pretty bold statement, isn't it?
It certainly is. And, you know, but I don't see the improvements. Even if we looked at all the reports that come out, like the one you just went over and so forth, it's like no one is feeling the so-called improvements.
Well, they're not. I got the Week magazine today. I don't subscribe to it, but every now and then they send me a free copy of it. A picture on the cover shows people walking around pushing shopping carts. It says, not feeling it. Why the booming economy is failing to lift America's moods. Why is the booming economy failing to lift America's mood? Because we don't have a booming economy. That's why everybody's not in a good mood. They're facing hardships. When 60% of the jobs are government jobs, that's not helping society at all. When you go into a store, you're in a grocery store, I despise grocery shopping. But the price on things is absolutely outstanding. I mean, it's sometimes really is shocking. So it says why people are not happier in a booming economy. Well, if you believe you got a booming economy, I got a bridge in Brooklyn I want to sell you. Any comments, Melody?
How much? I'm just kidding.
Cheap, real cheap.
No, yeah. I mean, I agree with you, and we say it day in and day out, and it's just, you know, it's.
Well, in staples that we used to buy really on the cheap, like potatoes and stuff like that are going up at such rapid paces, and eggs, although eggs come down a little bit, the price is still ridiculous.
They're still ridiculous.
It is. It truly is. Different topic. Illegal aliens have less than a 5% chance of being deported under Biden. Folks, let us sink in. Out of every 100, five of them may be deported. Illegal aliens arriving at the United States borders have less than a 5% chance of being deported under President Joe Biden, Immigration and Customs Enforcement says. Figures detailed in ICE fiscal year 2023 report show that illegal aliens arriving under the Biden administration have a very small chance of being promptly deported from the U.S. In fiscal year 2023, more than 3.2 million illegal aliens were encountered. Now, keep in mind, were encountered. How many millions were not encountered? Anyway, at the nation's borders, while just 142,580 aliens were deported by ICE agents over the same time period. In practice, illegal aliens arrived in the United States last year at just 4.4% chance of being deported within the year. So, 3.2 million that they admit to seeing, less than 143,000 were sent back. That's a huge number somewhere in this country doing something. I don't know what they're doing. Don't know where they're living. I don't know how they're being supported except by us. But that's a huge number, Melody.
You know, it really is. And I saw some pictures this morning of the border, and it's just totally incredible. The amount of trash that is left in clothing.
Yes.
And it's just staggering. And you know what? It's taken 4 years for anybody to show any amount of outrage from Washington. We'll be right back.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Talking away. I don't know what to say. I'll say it anyway. Today is another day to find you shying away. I'm coming for your love, okay? Take on me.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. And did you know, Butch, July 27th is Take Your House Plants for a Walk Day.
Oh, really?
Something to look forward to in July. So you can take your houseplant for a walk day.
On top of your birthday, too. Wow.
Hey, I can't tell you what the origin of that would be from, you know, how that was ever put on the books. It's just people with too much time on their hands, I guess, and I wonder how much they actually get paid to come up with this stuff. But anyway,
I mean, who would sit around and think about it? I don't know.
Right.
And back to the illegal situation. Mayorkas DHS claims 2.3 million legal migrants but hides millions more. Now, folks, let this sink in. We're talking about a nation that's being invaded every day by hundreds of thousands of people that are not supposed to be here. A report by the Department of Homeland Security says the agency has released 2.3 million migrants in the United States up to September 2023. However, The report hides entry or stay of at least 3 million additional illegals, migrants via various other routes during President Joe Biden's 3 years. So 2.3 admitted to, 3 more million at least on top of that. Overall, the multiple routes delivered an increase of at least 5 million illegal migrants, or roughly one migrant for every two American infants born during Biden's presidency. Folks, listen, we're being outnumbered by natural births. I mean, one out of two, for every one for every two American births, as the illegal comes in. The report was leaked and then posted late Saturday by the Washington Post, whose editors picked a stark headline, U.S. released more than 2.3 million illegal migrants at border in 2021. That headline, although understated, is an extraordinary dramatic description of the huge migrant numbers admitted by Biden's pro-migration border chief, Alejandro Mayorkas. It is also shocking because the true numbers have been successfully hidden by the established media from ordinary Americans for many years. You said a minute ago, it's amazing. It took people 4 years to start getting upset in D.C. Mm-hmm. I don't believe these numbers could be hidden from anybody with their eyes open. I mean, I'm sure they can, you know, they can fudge them like they always do. But this is huge. Undercounting at least by 5 million. Maybe 5 million people in here legally. And some of them may be here really here for a good purpose. They really want to make it on their own. But a lot of them we know are here are thieves, maybe terrorists, murderers, rapists. And we're seeing that hold true. We now have more illegal immigrants raping people and women in this country than I think has ever happened in the past. So we know that holds true. It isn't pleasant. But, you know, you can ignore it if you want to. But it's going to come bite you one of these days, isn't it?
Certainly, you would think.
Anything you want to add to that?
No, sir.
My question is, how in the thunder are we going to keep on affording to feed these people when our debts are over $34 trillion? We can't even pay the interest on it right now. How are we going to keep on finagling the figures that we keep on putting money into these government benefits and feed these people? I don't know how that's going to work for very much longer. I don't.
Well, money is going to be taken away from those who work hard. And higher taxes. But yeah, you're right. How much debt can this nation handle? $34 trillion? $40 trillion? $45 trillion? $50 trillion? And nobody shakes. And you know what's interesting? Even those who say, oh, well, you know, by, you know, 2030 or 2035, the debt's going to be $50 trillion or $60 trillion, they don't say anything about it's not sustainable. We probably won't make it there.
No,
what's going to happen between now and then?
I totally agree.
I mean, I can't even imagine what the shape of this country is with $50 trillion in debt. Look at it today. We're $34 trillion. People might say, well, gee, you know, it really isn't that bad. I still am going to work. I can still do my, you know, things that I need to do. Yes, I had to cut back a little bit on this and things are a little bit more expensive. But look, but forget about, look at the state of the nation. Look at where we're at. Look at what government has to do to keep it going. That's what's amazing. And yes, the citizens of this nation, yes, you're going to pay ultimately. Yeah, that's a given. But what do you think it's going to be in 2050 when we have 50 trillion or more, or not 2050, but 2030 when we got 50 or $60 trillion in debt? It's amazing. And nobody cares.
Well, global debt right now is roughly $310 trillion, if I remember the figures right. And we are close to $35 trillion. So we're pecking right at about a third of the debt of this world that belongs to us, right close to it. And we're by far the most indebted nation on the face of the earth. And we're going further in the hole every day by the billions every day.
And if we're having a hard time, what do you think these other nations are doing that no one ever talks about? You don't see pictures anymore. Nothing goes on. It's just all we hear right now is what's happening here, Ukraine, Israel. It's the media is so controlled. It's amazing, Butch. Go ahead.
It is. And you're not going to believe this next one. And people in California, if you're out there listening, let this sink in a minute, okay? California to provide sex changes for illegal immigrants. My gosh. As of last week, California's taxpayer-funded healthcare system now covers sex changes for illegal immigrants thanks to legislation recently signed by Governor Gavin Newsom. The cost of the program is expected to top $3 billion. California became the first state in the U.S. to provide health insurance to all adults regardless of immigration status on January 1st, with legislation signed by Newsom last summer that came into effect. Approximately 700,000 illegal immigrants will now have their health care covered by the state's taxpayer-funded Medi-Cal insurance system, according to the press release from State Senator Mary Elena Durazo in May. Among the procedures covered by Medi-Cal are hormone therapy and gender transition surgery, according to a report this week by Daily Caller, a conservative news outlet. Wow. Why get upset? Why let that bother you? Big deal, right? Who cares? Who cares? We can afford it. They want to change it. Let's pay for the illegals. No big deal. They've contributed so much to the system already. Comments, Melody, on that?
Yeah, you don't even want to hear my comments on that one.
Well, everybody might want to hear your comments. Go ahead and share it if you want to.
Nah.
Melody, how ridiculous can we get? How ridiculous. There's no point in trying to deny that we're not a communist country. We are.
We are.
We're a socialist democracy. We're no longer a republic. We're a socialist democracy, are we not?
We are. Let me ask you a question, though. Really, if you ask most people what kind of government they really want, they don't want a republic. I don't think most people can survive in a republic.
No, they can't. No, they can't. I'm not sure many of us could at all. We're too used to getting government handouts.
But as just human beings, people want to be told what to do. They can't function on their own. They need to be told what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. And it's sad.
It is sad. But whenever you feed and house and clothe people for so long, they lose their independence. They lose their initiative to be independent. Right. Now, I keep a few head of cattle here in the property all the time, and I take care of those cattle. They're well-treated. But if they run low on hay, they guess what they do? They start mooing for somebody to come give them hay. They don't try to look for anything on their own. They expect to be hand-fed. Well, that's the way people in America become. If we start getting in a tough bind, who we turn to? Government subsidies. We can get help with CHIP or food stamps or something. We'll get help. Don't worry about it. They won't let you fall. So we lost that ruggedness that we had in this country to be independent, fiercely independent. But every time you give up a duty to do what's right, you give up the ability to really be a free man. You can't be a free individual and be a ward of the state at the same time. That makes sense?
Absolutely.
So here we say it, all brokenhearted, right? Well, move on to another country. German farmers block roads in nationwide protest of the diesel tax plans. See, folks, this isn't just happening in this country. This insanity is going around worldwide. German farmers have blocked roads with tractors and trucks as they start a week of protest over plans to scrap tax breaks on diesel. You see, government should not be involved in anything for tax breaks on anybody. They shouldn't be taxed in the first place this way. If businesses could run, provide for themselves, and make a profit without being taxed for it, they will need subsidies. Unfortunately, folks, control is the word. When you live in a democratic socialist nation, and Germany's one also, everything's controlled. So the best you can do is protest and hope that your handout won't be cut. That's exactly what's happening in Germany right now. It's exactly what's happening in Germany. They're holding a protest, hoping they can slow down their cutoff on their money. Police reported problems at locations across the country as vehicles parked up on major routes and slip roads. The main avenue to Berlin's Brandenburg Gate was affected on Monday morning, with dozens of tractors parked up in freezing temperatures. Many vehicles had banners with slogans such as, "No farmers, no food, no future." The farmers planned to protest for a week and say the government's plan to end tax breaks on agriculture diesel will put many out of business. The backlash prompted the coalition to modify its plans last week, and the diesel subsidy was now phased out over 2 years rather than end suddenly. A plan to abolish a car tax exemption for farming vehicles was also scrapped. However, farmers associated with DBV call the measures absolutely insufficient are going ahead with the week's action. So the best we can do is protest that they won't cut off so much of our handout. Folks, that's a pathetic situation to be involved in. When we're so controlled, the best we can do is protest to the hand that feeds us that we need more food. That's a sad statement for any nation, and it's happening in America also. Melody?
Yes, it is happening. No, I agree. I mean, government shouldn't be in any business. I mean, that's the whole point of a capitalist, right?
Right.
Is it just people compete?
It was called free enterprise.
Free enterprise, isn't that what it's all about? And if you didn't succeed, you failed, and, you know, the next guy did a little bit better job than you, keep government out of there. Why should they dictate what corporations do and who they should hire and who they shouldn't hire and do this and do that? Same way with the states. Get them out of the states. But even the states, these multinational corporations, they've all become dependent on the federal government's handouts. You know, it's just...
Yes, we have. Well, it's we're all incorporated
It's against
now.
What everybody preaches about. Oh, we're a capitalist. No. We're not.
Well, we're no
but
longer
pretend that we are.
Well, that we're no longer sovereign. We're corporations, and we're controlled
we're
by the headquarters.
Corporations. Everything
that's,
is a corporation. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly right. That's the way it is. Even individuals don't like it, but it's fact. It is a fact. It's corporations, and anytime the state raises fuel tax, farmers raise their prices, which again the consumer ends up paying. It's just called inflation, folks. You can't win this battle as long as you're sucking off some kind of government handout. That's obvious to it. Shipping giant halts container ship sales to Israel. Iran-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen have targeted commercial vehicles with drones and missiles passing through the southern Red Sea. They say the attacks on ships destined for Israel are in solidarity with Palestinians and to facilitate humanitarian aid to the Gaza Strip. As a result, one major shipping company has had enough of the disruptions and decided to halt sales in the SAILS, sails to Israel to avoid being attacked on the critical waterway that connects to the Suez Canal. Bloomberg reports that Chinese state-owned shipping giant Costco suspended all container ship transits to the Red Sea to Israel. This is to avoid being attacked. The head of the Israeli Chamber of Commerce, Amar Shanay, said Costco informed him of the decision today. A source told Bloomberg that Costco booking to Israel will end next week. Major shipping companies such as Maersk and Hapag-Lloyd suspended container ship sailings through Red Sea in recent weeks. This has forced shippers to reroute cargo to the Cape of Good Hope, adding 1 or 2 weeks to sales plus additional costs. Longer sales have reduced the container capacity, which has sent shipping rates surging higher. So far, shippers have diverted more than $200 billion in trade over the last several weeks. Costco is no small group of ships, folks. That's huge. And if it's going to be cut back in Israel, it's also going to affect North America and other continents also, folks. This is not going to be isolated just the Middle East. It's going to affect everybody. What do you think,
Maersk? Maersk, too. They're rerouting their cargo ships, too. So you've got big companies. You got big, you know, and it's like we're in there just bombing the heck out of everybody. You know, this morning when I saw some of these headlines, and I know you're going to talk about it here shortly. I mean, it was just like, are you kidding me? Senior Hezbollah commander killed?
Yep.
An all-out war in Middle East war. Of course, it's already happening. It's already happening. Wait till the Hormuz Strait is closed.
Wow.
There's not going to be any product come. And you know what? I don't know, Butch. Is it going to make prices drop? Or is it going to make them go higher?
We'll see. I'm surprised oil stayed down. Anyway.
We'll be right back. I hear the music. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Oh, won't you tell me again?
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com. That is dgscoins.com. Butch?
Yes, by the way, if anybody heard me coughing, forgive me. My sinuses are draining, and if I take something to stop that, it makes me sleepy. So do you want to hear me snoring or you hear me coughing? It's up to you. But anyways, so I'm basically get through this. You're talking about the war expanding. Israel shifts to deadlier strikes on Iran-linked targets in Syria. Israel's carrying out an unprecedented wave of deadly strikes in Syria, targeting cargo trucks, infrastructure, and people involved in Iran's weapons lifeline, to its proxies in the region, six sources with direct knowledge of the matter told Reuters. The sources, including a Syrian military intelligence officer and a commander in the regional alliance backing Damascus, said Israel has shifted strategies following the October 7th rampage by Hamas fighters into Israel territory and the ensuing Israel bombings, campaigns in Gaza and Lebanon. Although Israel has struck Iran-linked targets in Syria for years, including areas where Lebanese armed groups Hezbollah have been active, is now unleashing deadlier, more frequent air raids against Iranian arms transfers and the air defense system in Syria, the sources said. The commander and the general in the regional alliance and the two additional sources fingered Hezbollah's thinking that Israel had abandoned the unspoken rules of the game, that previously characterized the strikes in Syria and seemed no longer cautious about inflicting heavy casualties on Hezbollah there. They used to fire warning shots. They'd hit near the truck. Our guys would get out of the truck, and then they hit the truck, the commander said, describing Israel raids on arms transfers handled by the Hezbollah before October 7th. Now that's over. Israel is now unleashing deadlier and more frequent air raids against Iranian arms transfers and air defense systems in Syria. They bomb everyone directly. They bomb to kill. It makes you wonder, Melody, if they were bombing near the trucks and everybody bailed out so they wouldn't get killed, wouldn't you have thought that they might think twice by sending arms somebody to cause them to want to bomb them directly?
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you?
About?
I mean, if somebody's firing warning shots at me and tell me to get out of the vehicle so I won't get killed, then they shoot the vehicle. If I know they can do that, why would I think they couldn't shoot me while I was in the vehicle?
Oh, true.
So, I mean, Israel no longer firing warning shots. They're taking them down the first time. So, I mean, that's not a good thing. It's not a good thing.
No, it isn't. And it's just, it's just staggering that, it's just amazing what's going on, Butch. I just get speechless sometimes. I don't know what to say.
Because
it's horrible. Yeah, it's horrible. And it's wrong. But
unfortunately, that seems to be the way of the nations for many, many years. Yeah. U.S. allies abandoning Red Sea Alliance. 1 week after U.S. launched an alliance to guard the Red Sea against Houthi attacks on Israel's ships, members of the coalition no longer want to be associated with it, publicly or at all, Reuters reported. Two American European allies were listed as contributors to Operation Prosperity Guardian, Italy and Spain, issued statements appearing to distance themselves from the maritime force. I wonder why they're vacating. It makes you have to wonder about that.
Yeah.
The Pentagon says the force is a defensive coalition of more than 20 nations to ensure billions of dollars worth of commerce can flow freely through a vital shipping choke point in the Red Sea. But nearly half of those countries have so far not come forward to acknowledge their contributions or allow the U.S. to do so. Those contributions can range from dispatching warships to merely sending a staff officer. The reluctance of some U.S. allies to link themselves to the effort partly reflects the fissures created by the war in Gaza, which has seen Biden maintain firm support for Israel, even as it commits what most human rights organizations have said is genocide against Palestinians, killing more than 21,000 since October 7th. European governments are very worried that part of their potential electorate will turn against them, said David Hernandez, a professor of international relations at the Complutense University of Madrid, noting that the European public is increasingly critical of Israel and very wary of being drawn into a conflict. So America is losing their backing with this. The nations like Italy and Spain are distancing themselves. They're not going to stay involved in this. For political reasons, obviously. That's what they just said. So that's not really a good thing. That can lead to some severe consequences, couldn't it?
Well, it certainly will. And, I mean, they are NATO nations, though, are they not?
They are, but apparently that... what does that mean anymore?
Well, the point is, when it gets to certain areas and so forth, if they don't support the U.S. now, what happens if, something comes down on them? Will they, I don't know. It is, the U.S. that really does need their support.
Yes, we do.
The point that I was trying to make. And, to see them falling back. And it is genocide. I'm sorry, it is. For what they're fighting for? Because what they want is just the land. They want to take over. They don't want to give the Palestinians. You know what? I'm not a pro-Palestinian, and I'm not a pro-Israel. I'm looking at the facts. I'm looking at what's happening. And
I totally agree with that. But now, whenever you have Israel already selling oil rights to the Gaza Strip, shouldn't that tell us something? And natural gas rights? Shouldn't that tell us something, folks?
Isn't Gaza on the waterfront?
Yeah, absolutely. A shipping lane.
Yep, or do.
I mean, folks, we got to think these things too. And anyone with any shred of common sense understands this attack on October 7th was planned. It was not an accident. It would take an absurd individual to even think this happened by accident, that the Palestinians snuck up on Israel. That's insane. But anyway, so there's more to this.
It really is.
It's insane.
You know, with their intelligence, and I can remember one father or grandfather, one of the hostages, right after it happened, and he was being interviewed, and he says, now's not the time to talk about it. He says, but I want to know why it took Israel 9 hours to respond.
Yeah. Very good question. I remember him saying that. I do. Mm-hmm. But to show you the mindset of I'm not talking about the Israeli people. I'm convinced a lot of those, I know a lot of them want to settle this. They want your hostage back. They want peace in the region again. I mean, we see this on TV when they admit it. They want peace back. So it's not the Israeli people. It's the leadership. It's Netanyahu.
Everybody knew Netanyahu from day one. For how long knew this is what he wanted?
It took him a while to get it.
He's a warmonger.
Yes, he is.
Yes.
So listen to this, folks. We mentioned about the oil and the gas rights and the waterway. Israel in discussions with Congo to resettle Palestinians from Gaza. They're ready to export them out of Gaza to Congo. The Israeli government is increasingly adopting the voluntary resettlement. I mean, I'm sure they're volunteering to leave their homes just called being bombed. They're just volunteering to leave. But anyway.
Well, they probably do now. There's nothing left.
There's no place to go back to. But anyway, the Israeli government is increasingly adopting a voluntary resettlement of Palestinians from Gaza as official policy, with a high-ranking official disclosing that it is engaged in discussion with multiple countries regarding the potential for such moves. With multiple countries, folks are ready to deport them to different countries. According to the Times of Israel, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's coalition is discreetly exploring the acceptance of 1,000 migrants from Gaza, with the Democratic Republic of Congo being one of the countries under consideration. Congo will be willing to take in migrants, said a senior source in the security cabinet, and we're in talks with others. During a Likud faction meeting on Monday, Netanyahu announced that he is involved actively in arranging for the voluntary migration of Gazans to other countries. Our problem is finding countries that are willing to absorb Gazans, he said, and we are working on it. Okay. If they ever intend to have peace again, allow the Palestinians to rebuild their little strip on the ocean, on the sea there. If they ever had intention of doing that, they will not be selling their oil rights, their gas rights, take over the waterway, making plans to build homes on top of the rubble that ones have been destroyed. They will not be thinking about shipping them to other countries either. Many of these people want complete takeover of Gaza, do they not?
They really do. And the thing of it is, it's not going to eliminate Hamas.
Well, no.
If Hamas, they'll just form something else.
Well, Hezbollah and Hamas are basically the same group.
But the same thing,
name.
Yeah. That's what I mean. So, yeah. So it's not a matter anymore of fighting Hamas and eliminating Hamas. You'll never eliminate Hamas. You'll never eliminate the terrorists, ever.
And especially when the one doing the eliminating, it just says Gilly's the ones that are being eliminated.
And if they did a nuclear blast, yeah, that would eliminate a lot of them for a really long time. That eliminate a lot of us, too.
Oh, I guarantee it.
Yep.
But that's a pot calling the kettle black. You know that.
But we're not, we're just collateral damage. We're expendable, so.
War with Hezbollah looms as Blinken visits Israel. Israel and the Iranian black-backed terror group Hezbollah in southern Lebanon are drew closer to war Monday, as U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken was set to arrive in Israel on Monday evening. Over the weekend, Hezbollah had launched a rocket attack on Israel's base on Mount Meron in northern Israel, a serious escalation of attacks. In return, Israel attacks a Hezbollah command post in southern Lebanon, killing a major commander, reportedly Wilson al-Tawil, of the elite Radwan force. Israel had warned Hezbollah for weeks not to open a second front in the war as it battled Hamas terrorists in Gaza. As the Israel Defense Forces had dismantled more and more of Hamas' military capabilities, Hezbollah has faced more pressure to act. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu reiterated his government's warnings to Hezbollah, the Times of Israel reported. In the northern city of Kiryat Shemoa, Prime Minister Netanyahu tells IDF reservists that Israel prefers to restore security in the area without going to war with Hezbollah, but that is ready to do so. Hezbollah got us wrong in a major way in 2006, and is getting seriously wrong even now, he tells soldiers from the 769th Regional Brigade. Of course, we prefer this be done without a widespread campaign, but that will not stop us, says the Met Prime Minister. We gave them an example of what is happening to their friends in the South. That is what will happen here in the North. We will do everything to restore security. Sounds to me like it's going to expand even further.
There's no doubt about it.
I don't see let up at all. And folks, I'm not predicting anything. I'm not that kind of prophet. But I tell you, this is scriptural. And the Third World War may have already started. And it's already starting around the world. It's starting with Russia and Ukraine, now in the Middle East. It's spreading into India. Now India's getting involved. This is huge, really huge. Melanie, we're down about the last minute or so. Anything you want to add to all this?
No, it's just it is scary times. And, you know, we've been saying for years and years and years, we don't know when, but we're going to wake up one day and the whole world is going to have changed. And
oh, yes.
We're going to say, holy cow, what happened?
Well,
we all
reality,
knew it was going to happen.
Ours has changed already. It started changing long before COVID, but COVID made a big change in this country. It's never going back, ever.
It's never going, no. So it's changed. It's different. Actually, it was changed after 2008.
It was.
It was actually changed after 9/11.
Yes, it was.
And we knew all these changes were coming to Y2K, because what was really Y2K all about was connecting computers around the world.
And they did a good job with that.
And they did a great job. So they use fear when they want to use it for their benefit. So, and now we're just collateral damage, as I said. They're going to do and complete cover up. Every time there's financial problems, you can bet on a war. You can bet something coming down the path, and yet people just sit there and listen to. I had a lady today that's selling out a boatload of her IRA and precious metals because her financial planner told her to get rid of her gold.
Oh, my.
This is, you know, folks, it's that's the world you live in. And it's only you that can make decisions for your best interest. And so one and one should equal two. And so give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. A lot of scary headlines out there, Butch. So I hope folks take heed and do what they need to do. But we're out of time. We'll be back tomorrow. So until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.